The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1956, the first hard disk drive spun up. Housed in the IBM 305 RAMAC mainframe, the IBM 350 disk storage unit was the world's first hard drive, with 50 giant platters in a casing as wide as two refrigerators. The computer and its revolutionary drive weighed over a ton, and you could lease them from IBM for just over $3,000 per month. Oh, and by the way, the 6-foot-tall hard drive had a total storage capacity of 4 megabytes. This podcast might just barely fit on it. And on this day in 1998, Google was founded, taking up more than just 4 megabytes. In 2012, NASA's Dawn space probe fired up its ion propulsion system, breaking its orbit around the large asteroid Vesta. It had been in orbit of Vesta, mapping it since 2011, but now Dawn had to survive a nearly 3-year trip through the main asteroid belt to reach the largest body in that region, Ceres, where it would become the first robotic spacecraft to orbit two different bodies in the solar system. Born on this day in 1957, Babylon 5's resident telepath, Patricia Tallman.
I've only recently begun to understand it myself. You know, the Vorlons used telepaths as weapons during the Shadow War, but what no one stopped to consider was that in a war, you have a certain number of small weapons, a certain number of medium-sized weapons, and one or two big ones. The kind of weapons you drop when you are out of small weapons and the medium weapons, and you've got nothing left to use.
Someone like that, with the telepathic equivalent of a thermonuclear device, a doomsday weapon.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Garibaldi.
And in 1975, Torchwood co-star Kai Owen was born.
Thing is, I was thinking, all right, those kids went off at 8:40 when everyone's on their way to school. Then at 10:30, that's break time. It's like it was timed, you know? So you'd get maximum kids out in the open.
Visible to everyone?
Suppose.
Yeah, but that means it's timed around Britain.
Specific British hours, yeah?
It might be worldwide, but I reckon someone's looking right at us.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Not bad, you, are you?
I'm bloody superb.
Also on this day in 1975, the moon was blasted out of Earth's orbit.
I see. The whole disposal area has been acting like a gigantic rocket motor, pushing us out of orbit. But if it stopped fissioning, then we shan't be accelerating anymore. Carter might have a chance. Carter, do you read me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Can you make it back to the base?
Yeah, I can make it. I'm closing now. I can make it.
This is main mission. All sections report.
Security section. We have audio contact. Video system's gone.
Service section. Operating on emergency systems.
Medical section, Paul. Explosive decompression in 2 compartments. Areas sealed off. No leaks. Sufficiently operational to accept casualties.
Can we make it back to Earth?
Indefinite factors. 1. Moon on unknown trajectory. 2. Constantly changing G-forces due to moon's movement away from Earth. 3. Insufficient data to compute flight plan.
Gerry Anderson's big-budget live-action science fiction series, Space 1999, premiered, sending the moon into deep space as a result of a massive nuclear accident. The show ran for 2 seasons. On the same day, a year later in 1976, Space 1999's second season got underway with some major changes.
Did I startle you, Commander?
Wasn't that the idea?
Oh, forgive me, I meant no harm. Who are you?
Maya, Manta's daughter.
His daughter? And just as tricky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have warned you about the force field. Why are you so unfriendly?
I've been lied to, assaulted, seen my people brutalized, killed. Shall I go on?
Obviously, Commander, you have not fully recovered.
Mento betrayed us. Viciously destroyed.
My father would harm no one.
Most notably, the addition of Catherine Schell as the shape-shifting Psycon, Maya. Several cast members from the first season disappeared with no explanation, however, and the show is now being run by new executive producer Fred Freiberger, who had attracted controversy by producing the third and final season of the original Star Trek. Also on this day, Earth was at war, as the daily syndicated adventures of its last line of defense began.
Rick, how's it feel to be a fighter pilot?
Hey, what are you talking about, big brother? I'm not a fighter pilot. Oh!
Rick, hang on, Rick, I'm coming.
You weren't hit, it was just a close one. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Don't worry. Combat flying's scary for everybody when they first begin.
You'll be all right, though. You'll find it's not that much different from the good old days with the flying circus.
Yeah, but I never got shot at the circus, Roy.
Robotech combined elements from several already existing anime series in an English-dubbed potluck stew of adventure, and it all started today in 1984. In 1995, the Warrior Princess got her own show.
You've got to take me with you. Teach me everything you know. You can't leave me here.
Why?
Did you see the guy they want me to marry?
He looks like a gentle soul. That's rare in a man.
It's not the gentle part I have a problem with. It's the dull, stupid part. Xena, I'm not cut out for this village life. I was born to do so much more.
I travel alone.
So where are you headed now?
Amphipolis.
That's in Thrace, isn't it? I love to study maps and place names. So what route do you usually take?
Don't even think about it.
Xena Warrior Princess premiered, starring Lucy Lawless and Renee O'Connor. Xena's character had already been set up in several episodes of Hercules' Legendary Journeys prior to starring in her own spin-off. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at coffee, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Landing Procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by our team.
I think we're past 4 megs. We're never going to fit on that hard drive now.